Backseat Box Office, episode number 134, for the weekend of April 12th through April 14th, 2013. Hey, this is Lena.
And this is Jeff.
We are the Backseat Producers, and you are listening to Backseat Box Office. Hello, everybody, and hello, Jeff.
Hello, Lena. How are you doing?
Not too shabby. I wish the week was over. It felt like, when I was leaving work today, felt like it should have been Thursday, and I was very upset to realize it wasn't. It was disheartening.
I feel like every day should be Friday, but that's just me.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to go back to work and I can have a couple days off, that is what would be nice. Doesn't matter what day it is, as long as I can have a couple days where I don't have to go to work and I can stay home and do stuff. And oddly enough, this is something you don't hear me say very often, clean and organize. Not that my place, it's not dirty or anything, but I'm still in the unpacking phase, so there's still boxes and there's things that don't have homes, and I want them to have homes. It's getting there.
Let me ask you this. Any movies?
No, but I think I'm going this weekend.
Oh, what's it you want to go see?
Well, my friend wants to go to the movies too, and I'm kind of hoping she wants to see 42 because I really want to see that.
Yeah.
Really want to see that.
Too.
And I know when we saw, I don't remember what movie we were seeing, when we saw the first trailer for that. And I just remember looking, because in the trailer, they just show the back of him. And I just remember thinking, oh, please don't let that be Jamie Foxx. Please don't let him ruin a movie that I want to see. And it wasn't, so I was happy. Not a gigantic Jamie Foxx fan.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed that we're going to have Alan Tudyk play a racist baseball manager. I think. But then again, he'd probably be better than other people, so yeah. being a baseball fan, I will probably go see it. Maybe not this weekend, maybe the following.
I'm trying to think what else is out that, well, there's a lot out. I mean, I don't want to see G.I. Joe. I don't want to see the other movie that's coming out. I still wouldn't mind seeing The Croods.
Yeah, I know that the family wants to go see The Croods, but I don't know. To me, you know, it's almost like they're getting boilerplate nowadays. I know that's probably unfair of me to say, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to save my money until the next Wreck-It Ralph is going to be out. I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
Aw, that would be nice.
Realistic expectations, I know. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm thinking she'll go with 42 because I know she wants to see that, and neither one of us have actually gone to the movies in at least a month, I would say. Actually, I think the last movie I might have seen at the movies, and it had been out for a while at that point, was Warm Bodies.
Mm.
It had been out for a while at that point. It was probably hovering around 5th or 6th or 7th in the box office at that point. But it's definitely, I would say, 4 to 6 weeks since I've been to a movie with all the moving and packing and unpacking and all that general hoo-ha. And speaking of movies,
well, I've seen two movies.
Yeah.
Saw Amazing Spider-Man.
Which one's that?
That is the most recent one. So it's the reboot with Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone, Sally Field plays his aunt. Martin Cheese played the uncle.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. It was a little uneven or herky-jerky as far as the story.
Mm-hmm.
But it had, to me, what was stereotypical Spider-Man action scenes. And
okay.
I always love, you know, the end action scene in a movie when they're on a high rise. I mean, that they just hit the right note. So, I mean, my expectations weren't that high. That probably had something to do with it. But I enjoyed it.
Good.
I'll go see the next one. Even though Jamie Foxx is supposed to be in it.
Okay. Oh, he's everywhere. He's
supposed to play Electro. And they're also heard that, I don't know if, I guess there's going to be two villains, but the next villain, or the other villain, is going to be the Rhino, played by Paul Giamatti.
I love Paul Giamatti.
So we'll see if that comes to fruition or not. But the other movie I saw was Ted.
And?
I enjoyed Ted. I didn't love the hell out of it, but I enjoyed it.
I can't imagine that's a movie to have the hell loved out of it. It's, to me, it's damn funny, it's enjoyable, and it was worth $7, $8, or $9. And then I get that little extra boost of enjoyment being from Boston and listening to that accent.
I was going to ask you, because when we talked that I was going to watch Ted, you said enjoy the accent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But, yeah, it's just that I think that it would have been just as good as a movie if it didn't have as much of the, I don't know, the drug use in it. That if you're a stuffed animal that comes to life, of course you'd be doing all that kind of stuff. Even though, you know, they kind of said the same thing with Paul, with the alien that, you know.
Which I have not seen yet.
Yeah.
Did you love Sam Jones? Come on. The whole Sam Jones scene I thought was fantastic.
Refresh my memory, Sam Jones.
Flash Gordon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah.
I'm not even the big geek. Come on.
Well, I remember Flash Gordon, but I remember the Queen song more than most of that movie.
You know, I totally I'm okay with that.
I think if we talked last week, I probably would remember that reference, but
my internet went belly up, so.
Okay, all right, well.
We had to do the Frankenstein show where it was all pieced together. And it's funny because when we do our regular show where we've got the back and forth banter, it's generally 50 to 60 minutes. Mm-hmm. Last week's show, I believe we clocked in at 17 and change.
Yeah.
It was kind of sad.
Yeah, so next movie on the list from Netflix, Cabin.
Mm-hmm. Say that again?
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, yes!
And I had to, twice at work, run out of the room before someone knew about it.
I watched that when BSP reviewed it.
Oh, that's why I ended up on the queue, because I haven't listened to Backseat Producers in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I've stopped listening if it's a movie that I want to see. And they've been doing a lot of movies that I want to see, so I haven't listened in a while. So, anyways.
I don't know if they recorded tonight because I believe there were tornadoes and storms and whatnots there.
And he got his base, so I'm sure that they are getting to know each other.
In ways that we might not want to know about. But I believe they were going to do Argo. So whenever that gets done, I'm looking forward to listening to that show. Since I did see Argo, and I did like it so very much.
Yeah, I don't know if I have the heart to listen to them rip it apart.
Oh, I hope they don't. I know that's the thing, because I don't know if any of them liked it or not.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things that if you go in after it won the Oscar. You know,
your expectations might be a bit high.
Very high.
Yeah.
People are just said, you know, I don't want to be like everybody else.
I know. Okay. I should get into how the movies did this weekend.
Yes, please do.
Okay. Opening at number one, Evil Dead, with grossing $25.8 million. G.I. Joe Retaliation came in at two with $20.9 million. The Croods came in at number three with $20.7 million. Jurassic Park 3D opened in fourth, grossing $18.6 million. Olympus Has Fallen came in fifth, grossing $10.2 million. And Tyler Perry's Temptation, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor came in at sixth, grossing $10.1 million. And for movie picking, sixth, I believe, is as low as I need to go. And as a whole, movie pickings did okay. We had some 24s, 22s, down to 20s, and a 16. So it was not bad at all.
Hmm.
And let's see, we had three people with a score of 24. BD, Nick, and Tad. And both Nick and Tad have a voicemail. So let's listen to both of them say the exact same thing.
Hi, this is Nick. Number one, I'm going with Evil Dead. Two, I'm going with G.I. Joe. Croods for three. Jurassic Park 3D, four. And Tyler Perry, Temptation, five. Thank you.
Hey, this is, sorry about that. This is Tad going with my picks for the week. I'll get straight to my picks, and I'll get to a couple things after that. I'm going to go with Evil Dead at number one. I'm going to go with G.I. Joe at number two. I'm going to go with The Croods at number three, Jurassic Park at number four, and then I'm going to put Tyler Perry's Temptation, blah, 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 at number five. Just wanted to say, comment about Roger Ebert dying. I remember back when I was a kid, Sunday nights, I think it was, watching at the movies with Siskel and Ebert. I liked the show. I kind of had to watch it because that's what my parents were watching. And believe it or not, kids, there was a time when every home pretty much only had one TV. Maybe there was another TV in the parents' bedroom, but pretty much everybody just had one TV. And I remember even when our one TV was black and white. But anyway, I remember watching that show and I really liked it. And it's just kind of sad that they're both gone now. But I just want to welcome Monty I can't remember anybody's name anymore. But just welcome back to people that haven't been playing for a while and came back. It's good to have you back. It's Father D's daughter. I can't remember what her name is right off the hand. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Good luck, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thank you, guys. To go over that really quick one more time, they got the first four correct. Evil Dead, G.I. Joe Retaliation, The Croods, and Jurassic Park 3D. They had Temptation in fifth, and that came in sixth. And as I go on, that's going to be kind of a continuing theme. Let's see. Next, we have Monty, Cougaron, and Jeff, all with 22 points, all with the same picks. So, Jeff, why don't you tell everybody how the three of you picked?
Well, I had Evil Dead at one, Croods at two, G.I. Joe Retaliation at three, Jurassic Park 3D at four, and Temptation at five. So because G.I. Joe came in at two and Croods came in at three, I lost a point on each of those. And because Olympus Has Fallen has gotten into five and Temptation went down to six, I lost a point there. So that's a big round 22.
Not too bad. Very good. Next we had Scuba Dave, also with 22 points. He had Evil Dead and G.I. Joe correct in one and two. He had Jurassic Park 3 in 3rd instead of 4th, The Croods in 4th instead of 3rd, and Temptation in 5th instead of 6th. Next up, Mrs. Beast had 21 points. She had G.I. Joe Retaliation in 1st, and since that was 2nd, she lost 2 points on that. Evil Dead she had in 2nd instead of 1st. She had The Croods and Jurassic Park correct in 3rd and 4th, and vacation in fifth instead of sixth. Like I said, you can hear that a lot. Next, me. I had 20 points. The only one I got right was Evil Dead. Grr. I had Jurassic Park in second instead of fourth, losing 2 points. G.I. Joe Retaliation in third instead of second. The Croods in fourth instead of third. And Temptation in fifth instead of sixth. Next up is Father Beast. He had G.I. Joe in first, so he lost 2 points on that. Evil Dead in second. The Croods in third, which was correct. Olympus Has Fallen in fourth instead of fifth. He's actually the only one out of everybody who even had Olympus Has Fallen in their picks at all. And Jurassic Park in fifth instead of fourth. And rounding things out, Mentally has... She had the Croods at number one. Since that came in third, she lost 4 points. She had G.I. Joe Retaliation correct in second. Evil Dead in third instead of fourth. I'm sorry, third instead of first. Temptation in fourth instead of sixth. And Jurassic Park in fifth instead of fourth. And that gave her 16 points. So now to go over to the leaderboard real quick. We have, let's see here. BD is still in first place with 22.35 points. Art is in second with 22.05 points. Monty is in third with 22 points. Kugron in fourth, 21.6 points. Jeff is in fifth with 21.4. Whoop. Nick is in... So proud of you. Nick is in sixth with 19.5 points. 19.52. Scott is in seventh with 19.5. Tad is in eighth with 19.4. Scuba Dave is moving back up. He's in ninth place with 18.8 points. Father Beast in 10th, 18.7. I am in 11th. I've dropped down, damn you all, with 18 points. Mrs. Beast is in 12th with 16.6 points. And Mentally rounds things up in 13th with 13.7 points. And that is it for the results show. Woohoo!
Cool.
Uh-huh. And do we have any movies coming out this week?
Yes. Funny you should ask. We have two movies. Number one is 42. Hero is a word we hear often in sports, but heroism is not always about achievement. About achievements.
I love cheese.
Of play. Yes, but it's not in this review, so sorry about that. Okay, 42 tells the story of two men, the great Jackie Robinson and legendary Brooklyn Dodgers GM Branch Rickey, whose brave stand against prejudice forever changed the world by changing the game of baseball. In 1946, Branch Rickey, played by Harrison Ford, put himself at the forefront of history when he signed Jackie Robinson, played by Chadwick Boseman, to the team, breaking Major League Baseball's infamous color line. But the deal also put Robinson and Rickey in the firing line of the public, the press, and even other players. Facing unabashed racism from every side, Robinson was forced to demonstrate tremendous courage and restraint by not reacting in kind, knowing that any incident would destroy his and Ricky's hopes. Instead, number 42 let his talent on the field do the talking, ultimately winning over fans and his teammates, silencing his critics, and paving the way for others to follow. PG-13, 2 hours and 8 minutes.
Yes, 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 and yes.
And some other actors in the movie, Christopher Maloney.
Ooh.
And John Bernthal, if you're a Walking Dead fan.
Not that I'm not a fan, I just don't watch it. But my friend Larry is, who I will probably go see 42 with this weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing this.
Very much.
It's hard to... I want to say it's hard, but not impossible to screw up a sports movie.
Oh, my God. What was that? Oh, it was a baseball movie. The one with Kevin Costner.
For the Love
of the Game? Oh, yeah. That is my example of screwing up a sports movie. Because unfortunately, I will constantly have that dumbass phrase, clear the mechanism, in my head forever. And I will never forgive them.
Okay, so the next movie is not 2, 3, 4, but Scary Movie 5. The latest installment of the Scary Movie franchise includes send-ups of Paranormal Activity, Mama, Sinister, The Evil Dead, Inception, Black Swan, and Pop Culture, featuring, all right, get ready for this, Ashley Tisdale, Charlie Sheen, Lindsay Lohan, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, Molly Shannon, Terry Crews, Simon Rex, Jerry O'Connell, Sarah Hyland, Katrina Bowden, Tyler Posey, Shad Moss, a.k.a. Bow Wow, Kate Walsh, Heather Locklear, Mac Miller, and, why not, Mike Tyson. Scary Movie 5 is directed by Malcolm Lee, who teamed up and worked side-by-side with the legendary comedy director David Zucker, who they have done Airplane and the Naked Gun movies. So that's what's in the theater this weekend. So why don't we get to picking?
Let us do that. And you get to go first again.
Oh, first? Okay. All right. Well, I think it's a no-brainer, and I might get exiled if I don't pick 42 at number one. Then Scary Movie 5 at number two.
Ooh.
Croods, I think, is going to stick around. Even though, you know what? No, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to put the Croods 3, G.I. Joe Retaliation at 4, and then Evil Dead 5. And then for my indie pick, even though there's two movies to pick from, I'm going to go with Disconnect.
Disconnect.
So, Jason Bateman, Alexander Skarsgård, even though I've never watched it. I'm selling you, right? Okay, so, and then Paula Patton, who is in Mission Impossible 4 that I just watched, enjoyed her work.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's something about cell phones and drama, human connections.
Why are you putting Evil Dead in number 5? You're freaking me out.
So, those are my picks. It's my job to freak you out.
I don't want to sink any lower.
How are you going to know what's normal?
I know. Yeah. Oh. Fifth, that's such a big jump. From first to fifth, really?
Sure, why not?
Pooper nuts. All right.
Let's be honest. Mm. Best, less than 100% chance of going up 0.1. At worst, less than 100% chance of going down 0.1. And with an extra benefit of getting those second next week.
We'll see. I mean, I'm all for you going second if that means I get to do well, but that hasn't happened in months. Okay. Well, I think the only thing we have similar is we both have 42 at number one. I'm putting Evil Dead at number two. I am... I'm trying to think if I want to... I have Scary Movie in fourth. Do I want to leave it there?
Coming out next week is Indecision, starring Lena Dunham.
Oh, well done, sir. Okay, 42 in first, Evil Dead second, G.I. Joe Retaliation in third, Scary Movie in fourth, The Croods in fifth. For my indie pick, it actually looks like a good movie, The Angels Share. And it has to do with a whiskey distillery, so there's that extra backseat producer. That's right. I'm a company man. I'm picking the right kind of indie movie. Oh, Lordy. Shall we attempt to get some news items in?
Yes. Okay. Item number one is kind of doing a callback to an earlier news story about, Christopher Nolan's new movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I just lost what the movie was called.
I'm afraid to open up a window and look.
I think it's Interstellar. It might be Interstellar.
That sounds right. See
if I'm wrong. They've announced that Matthew McConaughey is going to... I don't know if he's playing the lead. He's probably playing the lead. And also they've gotten Anne Hathaway. So it's starting to shape up that they're getting a good cast. And apparently she liked working with Mr. Nolan in Dark Knight Rises.
Ah.
So we'll have, unfortunately, we'll have to wait a while still. Okay, item number two is... Lena, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
And I want you to have the mindset of Tony doesn't know what you're going to say to appease him.
I do or I don't?
What movie... You don't.
Okay.
What movie are you looking forward to the most, let's say, in the next 3 months? Man of Steel? Great Gatsby?
Not Great Gatsby. I really no. What's my other choice?
Okay, so here are answers, and I'll explain where I'm going with this in just a second. Iron Man 3, Great Gatsby.
Yeah, Iron Man 3.
Star Trek Into Darkness.
Fast
Furious 6, Hangover 3, Despicable Me 2, Monsters University, Lone Ranger, World War Z, and Man of Steel.
Iron Man 3.
And
Despicable Me 2. So there's some nice bookends for you.
The website Fandango, you know, the one with the commercials with those annoying puppets.
Oh, yeah.
They surveyed 4,000 moviegoers. And so they looked at what men responded with and what women responded with. What women responded with were the movies that I just read. In order, Iron Man 3, 70% of women said that that's the one they're looking forward to the most. Great Gatsby at 16%, Star Trek Into Darkness, 13%.
Star Trek, I forgot to mention that, yes.
10%, Hangover 3, 9%, Despicable Me 2, 7%. Monsters University 6, Lone Ranger 5, World War Z, and Man of Steel tied at 4%. Now for the men. They had Iron Man 3, number 1, at 21%.
Mm-hmm.
Star Trek Into Darkness, 19%.
Hmm.
Fast and Furious 6, 10, Hangover 3, 9, Man of Steel, 8, Lone Ranger 5, Despicable Me 2, World War Z, Monsters University 4%, and The Great Gatsby 3%. So strangely enough, all those movies ended up, you know, having responses.
Yeah. The
percentages were way different.
That is interesting.
The Great Gatsby ended up being number 2 with women, but ended up being last with men.
I didn't like the book, so I have no real desire to see the movie.
And news item number 3, I know you're an Office fan,
mm-hmm.
but it looks like the Office is coming to an end on May 16th.
Yes.
To help send the series off in style, NBC is launching a web companion produced by John Krasinski, where old favorites bid adieu to the Scranton branch of Dunder Mifflin. First episode, Will Ferrell.
He was in a couple of episodes.
Episode appearance on the show as D'Angelo Vickers.
Yes. Is that going to be on the NBC website or?
Yes. In total, there are 10 episodes.
Oh, nice.
Final one hitting NBC.com before next month's finale.
Yeah, I didn't really watch a whole lot of The Office last year. But I started watching it again this year, and there are some things I like about it. I mean, it's clear they're bringing everything to a close, but some of the storylines I'm not real keen on. They don't. They're wrong. Do you watch The Office?
No.
Okay. Well, it's the whole Jim and Pam thing. They're almost leading people to believe that their marriage is in trouble, but I don't know. And what they're making Jim do is just very un-Jim-like. He's focusing way too much on his new company, and he's in a different city, and it's not something Jim would do. So I'm not sure where they're going to go with it, so I'm not sure if I approve of it just yet. And, you know, my approval is key. I've decided.
I'm sure glad that they know that.
Yes. But I do watch it, and I'm interested, very interested to see how they do wrap it up. What they've also introduced is, do you know anything about the premise of The Office?
Yes. I've watched it before.
Yeah, well, what they started doing in this last season is they're introducing the documentary with, you know, so now you're kind of, and some of the camera people are, they've kind of broken through, and they're part of, in minor ways, a few of them have become part of the cast.
Okay.
So that you see them and you talk to them, and the documentary is going to be released soon. And I think last week's episode, there were a few little online teasers for it. So obviously that's going to be part of how it all wraps up. But the storylines themselves, I'm not entirely sure what they're going to do with it.
Okay, and that's all the news I had for this week.
I'm trying to think if there was anything that I read about that. Sure there was, but all of my frustrations at my internet knocking out, I believe, 6 times tonight. Everything is gone from my head. I'm just frustrated. Good thing I made a big pan of brownies.
You're fun.
I have a nice big brownie and a big glass of milk when we're done with this before bed, because really, you need sugar right before you go to sleep. I think that's everything. Hopefully, I will do as I intend and see 42 this weekend so that I can talk about it next week. Looking forward to it. If you get to see it, that'd be cool too.
Yeah, we'll see if we can make that happen.
Yay! Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy whatever movies you're going to go see.
And we will catch you next time.
Indeed. Bye-bye, everybody. Jeff, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. Good. All right, never mind.